Oh, man.
Is the hockey party of the summer. It's the 12th annual Blackhawks convention from Hilton, Chicago, right now on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
And now a man who needs absolutely no introduction, the chairman of the Blackhawks, Reggie Wirtz.
Well, thank you, Anna and Ro. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you,
Rocky. Obviously, it's a bad day when I have to be on and there's no one else who want to be on with you.
Actually, that's really funny because all the players have been coming by and the coach and everybody, and they're all sort of by themselves. And they were like, well, you know, Rocky's coming in right before the opening ceremonies at 4:30. You guys want to be on with him? And then, no. Everybody wants to avoid eye contact with you this year.
Well, they're smart people. That's fine. And my wife, Marilyn, didn't want to be with eye contact with me either.
She's right here. The lovely Marilyn is right here,
yes.
Coming with you, making her a public appearance that is she's really your better half. There's just no question about that.
Exactly, because she has the money and I'm broke.
Yes. So you spent a little money in the off season. I noticed.
Well, we did, and I think Stan Bowman and John McDonough should be applauded for what they did. You know, and it's one thing is to sign free agents. The other thing is to make trades tastefully and smart, so you can take players that have already been signed. And how do you do that? And then if you waited for the free agent period, could you get the same kind of player that you'd have to sign for multiple years? And I think the fans don't realize they did a really good job, and I think they'll see it on the ice.
Yeah. How excited are you to have Andrew Shaw back, Rocky?
I'll tell you, he's a class act. I was reading a piece in the Tribune today about, you know, how he likes to, you know, energize the team with a hard check and, you know, standing in the front of the net and stuff. That's the gut player. So people don't realize it was the third year in the draft. Every other team had played, 30 teams had passed on him, and he was a fifth-round draft choice of the third year of his draft year. And if he hadn't done that, you ask him, I think he would said I would quit hockey.
Yeah.
Man,
who knows, right? But he'd be great at.
He'd be great, but he wouldn't be making the money he's making today, and rightfully so.
Yes,
right.
that's true.
Well, he's saying it's his dream to get back here, and I know fans are just super excited to see him on the ice, and the players too. He's the first guy they mentioned. They say we're so happy he's part of this team. You don't want to play against him. You want him on your team, so we're all excited.
Well, and I think that the fans will realize is how important the locker room is.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be really good in the locker room. When he was here with the Hawks, they had an energetic locker room that they would talk and he would keep the players going. And I think what happened is, you know, through the years, as the players got older, they got quieter. And you didn't have that kind of esprit de corps and we're going to do this and I'm going to fire you up. And I think he's going to be the kind of player that will be a leader off the ice as much as he on the ice.
You know, it's interesting talking to the players. And I think one of the things that the fans don't really think about as much is what that preseason is like and you know, the sort of camaraderie that gets built and the summer camp kind of feeling to it. But then the trip to Prague, I think, is going to be a team-building experience as well, right? I mean, these guys are going to be – they're on the road a lot, but this is a unique way of doing it. You know, it's an international flight. They got to get in there. There's, you know, there's a time change. There's a lot of, like, picking each other up along the way here, which I think is going to be it's going to be very, very good for the team.
Well, and don't forget, in 2010, we went to Helsinki, obviously first to Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously worked out pretty well.
Yes, I remember that year. Yeah.
And it was a good year. 2010 was a good year.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. I like 13, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
15 wasn't too 15. Bad either.
Yeah, no, I didn't mind that one either.
Great.
So if you had numbers, take 10, 13, and 15.
And 19. Or 20. Let's take 20, too. Let's take 20, just in case.
I like the sound of that.
Are you, you making the trip, Rocky?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
So my wife, Marilyn, and I are going to go, and my son, Danny, my cousin Art and his wife Jen, and nobody, you know, so for the family it's going to be good, but we're in, you know, it's exciting, it's good to be with all the, you know, the hockey operations, but understanding that we have boundaries and we don't get in their way, and but we want to give them 110% support.
How much pressure is on this team this year, Rocky, just coming from where we're coming from and the expectations from the years past that sort of left many fans, you know, not feeling like the way they wanted to feel, and I'm sure you either.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. It's 2 years. We haven't made the playoffs. We haven't won a playoff game in 4 years. So we know where we're coming from. I think ESPN did the power rating where 21 out of 30. But it's not bad to be the underdog. And sometimes the sports writers have more knowledge than the management and the staff of an organization. So at the end of the year, we'll see how we are. I'm not worried about it, but I don't think we're 21st, I'll tell you that.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
And you're going to be doing, while here at the convention, and you do throw a pretty good party, Rocky. I'd like to say that.
Well, it's free.
Yes.
The best kind.
Free is a really good deal.
Yes, free, right. And I always like to say free over good, but this is both, which is really good. You, along with Tony Esposito, are going to be doing autographs of your book. You're going to be signing the book tomorrow morning from 9:30 to 10:30 in the autograph stage in the Grand Ballroom. So people want to come by and see that. That's, by the way, we talked about that book. I read it last year. It came out last year.
The Breakaway.
Yes. If you're a hockey fan and you're a Blackhawks fan, NHL fan, and just a fan of Chicago, you're going to get a lot of stories about how this organization developed, how the overarching organization, you know, Wirtz Beverage, which is now Breakthrough Beverage, is how that developed. And you pulled no punches, which I thought was really interesting in the thing.
Well, Brian Smith, who was the author, and I said, I'll collaborate with you. I said, you got to tell a story. It has to be the whole story. It can't be a puff piece on how great the Wirtz family is or how great I am. I said, no one wants to read about that. You got to read about the whole enchilada. And if you read about that, there's obviously dysfunction in our family like there's in any family. Mm-hmm. And I think that the fans and the reader of the book realize that hopefully they can understand and relate to like any family dynamics.
Yeah.
And I think it tells a story. But the important thing is not about the family dynamics, but how do you overcome that and move forward.
Right.
I'm lucky enough to have two children in the fourth generation. I have younger third generation. And my job is to hopefully make that fourth generation better students than the teacher, which is I'm the teacher. And I think, hopefully, and I know they will do it, they'll make me look very, very poor because they'll be so much better than I will.
I'd like to see that, actually.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting. And again, tomorrow with Tonio at 9:30 to 10:30 on Sunday, 9:30 to 10:30 in Salon A, right here. Actually, right here at there's an autograph booth next to where we are. So Saturday morning, 9:30 to 10:30, and then Sunday morning, 9:30 to 10:30. And it is really amazing. You know, every player comes from other teams, and they see this for the first time.
Right.
In hockey, there isn't anything else like this fan convention.
It's funny. I talked to a young man yesterday who's a good friend with Brian Hartman, who both in Nashville and then in Philadelphia. And he said, I didn't realize how I was treated the way I was treated for the Hawks. And he said, this is not to blow smoke up your rear end. I'm telling you, he is saying, and he came back here, and he loves to play golf. He's working out this summer. He goes and plays golf at the Beverly Golf Course. But he said, Brian said, this is the best organization. And I can't, pat ourselves on the back, but all we can say is we want to treat the players the same way we treat ourselves. And hopefully that's really good.
Well, Rocky, we had Kelvin DeHaan, who's been a part of the organization for only a month now, and he basically had the same thoughts, that he couldn't believe the sort of excitement in the middle of summer that fans here in Chicago have in an event like this. Where he came from, he says they didn't have conventions in the summer.
Well, you look at how many teams don't have anything. We've had a number of teams that have watched this. But it takes a lot of work. So John McDonough and Jay Blunk, it takes a lot of work in the whole organization. And what John McDonough's idea was, how do you make hockey a 12-month sport? And not, obviously we were out of business beginning of April. You don't want to just say, okay, I'll see you in September, the end of September. And he came up with the idea originally with the Cubs and then carried over here. This is our 12th year. But he's done a great job. And what it really does, it galvanizes the current players and the former players. And so you get an organization that says, this team and this organization really cares about me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get players that care about you, at the end of the day, they'll play a little harder. And those other players said, I used to be on XYZ team, and you don't realize how lucky you got. So don't mess it up.
Spoken like an owner.
That's really true. And now you move the practice facility right next to the stadium. And if people have not been to the United Center in the last couple of years, you got to go this year. If you could just, you know, the single game ticket or whatever, just go and get a ticket and see what that looks like for between the atrium and the improvements inside the stadium, the lighting, the seats, and now the new Jumbotron, right?
Yeah, tell us about that, Rocky. People are excited about it.
We have a new scoreboard, $14.5 million, and a new sound system, $3.5 million. And I think the fans are going to be – it's one of those wow factors. And I've only seen, obviously, mock-ups. But it's going to be.
They're really putting it up right now, right? Isn't it going?
They are. We put extra steel up, and it's coming in. It takes about. They're building it off-site and take about 2 weeks to actually put up, but it's going to be really something. And they're working the sound system now. I was over there today, and hear the screeching noise going back and forth. Said, what the heck is that? And so they're still, you know, they're testing the sound system, but it's going to be because if you're on the ice or on the court for basketball, if you say something, it usually takes 1 to 2 to 3 seconds to get to the back of the building. This thing is immediate. It's good. A lot of the music groups use this type of technology.
Right.
And I think it's going to be really exciting. I think the fans are going to find it, you know, because how many times do you go to a sporting event here, wah, 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 and have no idea what they're talking about.
True. Right.
Yeah, well, I have no idea what they're talking about anyway, but that's
well,
a
it has to do with something else.
Maybe that's because of an adult beverage.
But now I'm curious, will it be louder than the fans during the national anthem? Because I don't think anything is louder than the fans during that. Will the stereo be that good?
Well, I tell you one thing. We're blessed to have fans that stand up, respect everything, and the veterans on the ice, and I've heard not one, but 100 times or 1,000 times how honored they are to be respected, by the Blackhawk fans. And it's really for they and their families. And they said, you know, the hair on the back of their head and then their neck rises because they're so honored by that privilege to be there for the national anthem.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best in sport.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, the honoring of veterans at sporting events basically started here. It started through the USO of Illinois, and the Blackhawks were the early adopters of that. And so when you stop and you see it anywhere else, another one of the great contributions that the Chicago Blackhawks have given not just to the NHL but to sports and to the United States of America. So thank you very much for that, Rocky. Don't forget, you can meet Rocky and Tony Esposito tomorrow morning, 9:30 to 10:30 at the as they're doing a book signing in the Grand Ballroom. And then on Sunday morning, 9:30 to 10:30 in Salon A, and you get a signed copy of Rocky's book, which is really, it's something. I'm going to tell you something right now. No matter what you think is going on in your family, and you think, oh, God, this, you know, my family is so messed up, and what could this possibly be? Read that book, and you'll find out. It's all good. It all works
out. A lot
of
interesting things about the Blackhawks, too, and how they've evolved over the years.
Yes.
Well, Anna and Ro, thank you for having me on.
We always love seeing you, Rocky. Thank you for your time.
We cannot wait for the season to start. It is always my favorite time of the year when that puck first hits the ice at the United Center.